What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I ain't never been a sucker. You know, Lil Wayne used to have a lighter flick. I gotta have like the breath light. These topics, man, they get me. So the first thing I guess I need to say out the gate is I ain't never been a sucker. I ain't never been a lame. I ain't never been a duck. I ain't never been a lot of stuff that people may think on the outside looking in. Now, I will never claim to be the most gangster person in the world, the most thugged out person in the world, the biggest drug dealer in the, like, that ain't my history either, but I ain't never been a sucker. I'm fine with people thinking I'm a square. I don't consider myself a square, but, you know, square used to be a bad thing, you know what I mean? Especially in the 90s, like, oh man, you get called a square. It was a really bad thing, you know what I mean? But to people like me, maybe not to everybody, but to people like me, certain people, they were okay being squares. I'm at the point now to where I'm okay with being a square. Well, let me preface it by saying I'm okay with people thinking that I'm a square, that I'm boring, that I'm this, that I'm that. I've lived a lot of lives. I've done a lot of stuff I probably wasn't supposed to do and probably did it way too early or whatever. So I'm perfectly fine with people having that perception of me at 35. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing. He works. He's married. He takes care of his kids. He you know, like I like all that type of like that ain't you. But you can't call me no sucker because of no shit like that. So I want to go back and talk about like different things over my time to explain to y'all why I ain't no sucker and why I'm doing this episode, just to put it in the stone. And I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I think I talked about that in another episode, but I'm just kind of putting it out here so people understand like the differences between a sucker. Now there are levels. Everybody got their definitions, but I just ain't one. A sucker to me is a cornball nigga, cornball female that do corny shit. Suckers. I don't care. Like, everybody got the different codes that they live by. You know what I mean? And when you kind of go against your own moral codes, you're a sucker. You know what I mean? Like, when you faking a lot, you're a sucker. When, you know, a lot of different things can be categorized as like some sucker shit. But for me, it's just like, man, when you two-faced it, when you don't stand for shit, when you fall for anything, when you turn your back, when you're supposed to be there, when you're supposed to do something as a man for your family or for your children consistently, when you don't, you know, do right by the people that raised you. I don't care if it was your mother, your uncle, your grandmother, your grandfather. When you ain't even just being yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like when you ain't even just being true to yourself. And I don't mean truly being a sucker, but I mean just like, you know, your compass is different, but you go along and get along. You punk out, you know what I mean? Like, you do a lot of tough talking and you punk out on shit. You a sucker. They go to everybody, male and female. And that's just what I'm thinking of off the top of my head right now, but that's some sucker shit. So, in my lifetime, y'all know about the fights. Y'all know about my gang affiliations. Y'all know about some of the things I've done. But Y'all know a lot of shit, but y'all know several things, you know what I mean? Even if I did it ambiguously, y'all know some things or whatever, but I ain't never been a sucker. I ain't never told, you know what I mean? And y'all can take that however you want to take it. I've been a rider. I've been one to pop some shit off. And let me not say that I'm not fearful, because I have fear. I think any reasonable human has it. They just don't show it. I was listening to Tony Yayo on Math Hoffa's, I think it was My Expert Opinion podcast, and he was just talking about, can I show y'all, y'all think I can show y'all like weakness or me not being tough and I'm with 50 Cent and that shit. Like, the shit that we feel, but that we can't show. But he kept talking about niggas shot up my mom's house. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, and they kept asking, would you change anything? Would you do this? Would you do that? And he said, no. And I pretty much feel the same way. Not to say I ain't got my regrets and stuff like that, but, and not to say I've had anything like Tony Ayo had or whatever. But I just kind of walk a certain thing, and it's the road less traveled. So the earliest thing that I can remember, probably two of the earliest, is I've told y'all about when I was in elementary school, my apartment got shot up. And all I remember was I was told to go hide in the closet. So go hide in the closet. I remember it was a lot of commotion. I went and hid in the closet and put my head down. When it was done, I think my mom came and got me, something like that. But I stayed in there. I did what I was told to do. Bullet holes in my mom's speakers, the doors, different things. You know what I'm saying? Because we were upstairs, there were two apartments. So just imagine somebody coming on the street, shooting the apartment, and there's apartments upstairs and downstairs, and motherfuckers shooting the apartment. Now, I'm a kid. Second, third grade, probably. And I don't remember crying. I never really thought about it much. I never really even thought about the trauma of it, but you know what I mean? But I just kept it moving. Like, I never worried about it again. I knew what to do. I did what I was told to do, and I was all right. Man, it's like anything could have happened. I could have got hit. Anything could have happened, but as a kid, I wasn't on no goofy shit. I didn't do no, and I know the probably like, you was a kid. Like, how was you gonna be a sucker? Well, you got kids that don't listen. You got kids that'll be screaming. You got kids that'll be trying to call the police and telling they like all kind of. I didn't do none of that. It happened. It was over. I've talked about it ever since then, and it was just a part of my reality. Like, it wasn't even. Like, oh, get me out of this situation, and I can't be around this, and all this other type of stuff. It was just a part of it. It was just that. Like, it wasn't even no thinking about it. And that's what I mean by I ain't never been a sucker. Like, it wasn't even no thinking about it like any other way. Like, it was just a part of my life. Other times that are less violent is, me walking down the streets, seeing different gangs and people trying to coerce me and stuff, and me saying no. Me not allowing myself to be peer pressured as a kid. Me getting jumped in the street gangs and fighting off everybody. Like, literally to where they had to stop it because they was like, I was beating up everybody. You know what I mean? Like, never scared. Always was like down to do something, jumping off of roofs, going into abandoned buildings, doing. Just like, and again, I was probably young and dumb, but it was just like, I wouldn't even say I was fearless, but I wouldn't have did it no other way. Like, I knew what I was doing, and I knew it probably was bad, and I shouldn't have been doing it, but I'm gonna do it and say I did it, like, and know that I did it and keep the memories and stuff. So all of that type of stuff. When there was shit going on and I would go to my grandmother's and stuff was going on with my little cousins or whatever, I was the one that was out there. I was the tallest. I was the one pulling, like, walking them out to see whoever was messing with them and, telling, like, calming everything, like telling people to basically move, get up off the playground and all this other type of stuff. You know what I mean? It's funny thinking about some of this stuff. And I like it was like it was in my nature to be a fucking dog in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And I had all these different things, you know what I'm saying? But I just kind of walk my own path. You know, there are times where people want to hit licks, and I've talked about that, and I said no. It just didn't make sense. Not that I was afraid to do it, it just didn't make sense. There are other times where I went on missions. There are several times where I went on missions, and you was nervous about what was going on. Several times I could have gotten killed for stuff that I was involved with, and we completed the missions, man. Like out middle of the night, getting stopped by police and going home. Like it wasn't nothing, riding our bikes or walking 2, 3 in the morning till the sun was back out, getting back in the house before anybody knew, crawling through windows, doing these little deeds or whatever. Shooting at the police on the 4th of July. I didn't shoot at the police, so I wasn't stupid. But I laughed and I was around like at people shooting at the police. And when I say shooting at the police, I mean shooting at the police with firecrackers. But this was the type of stuff that we did, man. Like I went to wars with people, just 4th of July wars, and literally in people's faces, tearing them up, fake like staring them down. I had a few classic walk downs where I didn't run, I didn't budge. It was a car coming. I towed a car up, people in the car, didn't get shot, didn't get, you know what I'm saying, didn't run, didn't get hit. Another time, me and this guy, it's two cliques and we going against each other and I'm tearing them up 1-on-1, you know what I'm saying, and didn't get hit. And y'all can call it whatever y'all want to call it. Y'all can call it being crazy, being dumb, being young, but I ain't never been a sucker. Like, I really think about, like, man, when did I do sucker shit? Like, when it come to females, when did I do sucker shit? Like, I was respectful of females. I was respectful of the homies. And so if a homie said somebody was off limits, they was off limits. And if they didn't say they was off limits, they wasn't off limits. But I never went against that. I never, if somebody said they was off limits, or I tried to do some old, what they call it, like where you do it behind a nigga back, like on the low. And you know what I'm saying? I never was on no funny shit when it came to females. I was only ever a stand-up nigga. Whether it was getting rides, whether it was showing up, whether it was being a wingman, whether it was being the lead and taking charge and going to holler at the females first, like I was that nigga. I was that kid. I was that teenager. I was that boy. Like that was me. I didn't never doing no sucker shit in fights. Never ran from a fight. Y'all done heard me talk about me fighting, so I ain't finna go back through that. But handled all of my shit. Knew when to go get my people and get reinforcements and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Stood up for when I thought shit was wrong. Looked out for people when I thought people was hurt or something was going on. Looked out for people. Showed love to a lot of people, younger, older. Showed love to a lot of people. I'm not perfect by any means. I got my flaws. I've had things that I've not done right. But just me being a full-on sucker, like telling on a motherfucker, snitching and ratting somebody out. I used to tell niggas, don't put me in they shit. If you want a lot of your bitch, a lot of your female, don't put me in that shit. Like, don't, because then I won't have to lie. Because I don't like lying. And niggas know I don't like lying. People who know me know I don't like lying. I like telling the truth. So if you don't want me to tell the truth, because I don't like, I'm gonna tell the truth. Motherfucker asked me straight up. I'm gonna keep it straight up. To me, that's just a man thing. Like, I ain't gonna hide or protect a motherfucking thing when it comes to like some shit that ain't worth hiding or protecting. We ain't talking about to the police. We talking about to females, to niggas, to homies, like different little things or whatever. And I ain't intentionally trying to hurt no motherfucker feelings or nothing like that, or out my homies and nothing like that. But I don't play them type of stupid games, you know? Play stupid games, you get stupid prizes, man. And I was just never about that life, man. I was always about keeping it real, being genuine with people, good or bad, indifferent. And so I used to just tell people, hey, keep me at, like, of course, keep me out of shit unless I need to be involved in it. And then you ain't got to worry about it. But being hemmed up by the police several times, guns drawn, or at least one time, guns drawn, and not folding, not just kept walking, just like kept walking, being literally caught by the police, flipped, and you know what I'm saying, and getting away. And so many different stories, man, where I didn't go back and I didn't do, you know what I mean? I just kind of stood with whatever happened in that moment, man, and just seeing different things go down, man. I'm blessed. I'm lucky, man. I made it through a lot of shit, but I did it this way, you know what I'm saying? I did it a certain type of way. And I'm trying to think of what else, man. I'm trying to think of, like, even with just like telling my homies not to go down the wrong path. Yeah, I never was like putting motherfuckers, Jesus call it dummy missions. I never put my homies on no dummy missions. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was doing shit, but I always knew I had like a backup plan or out, like, I wasn't going on no dummy missions myself. So if you was with me, now it might have been some stupid shit to be doing, but it was like we had already thought everything out. I had thought it out, exit plans, all that other type of stuff. Like, I would probably say dummy shit is like shit I wouldn't do myself. Putting niggas on, like encouraging or telling motherfuckers. Nah, I tried to stop fights. I tried, there's several things I tried to stop. I tried to stop niggas from fighting females, females from fighting niggas, females from fighting females. Several things that I tried to, which just didn't, you know, people did whatever the fuck they did, but I wasn't no instigator like that, man. I didn't instigate shit, man. I did my own shit. I handled my own business. And I still do that shit to this day. Motherfucker talking about being a square. I stand on my square. I stayed on my ding. You know what I'm saying? For my East Coast people. I've been that dude. Like, I really was him. I really am him. You know what I mean? I made this episode just because I wanted to lay out some things. Not that I know y'all probably like, what? But I was just thinking about it, man. I want y'all to think about yourselves. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of these have been more reflective than anything. But I do these really just like, man, when I got time to think about them and put them into perspective and just, you know. And look, if you done did a sucker some sucker shit, you've been a sucker and you can acknowledge it, it's okay. What's not okay is for you to continue being a sucker at your big age or at your young age or whatever, man. Stay sucker free. You know what I mean? We in a new generation and people do a lot of corny shit, man. People do a lot of funny shit, and I go by what people show me to my face or whatever means of communication that we have, man. I don't go by nothing else. You know what I mean? And some people, hey, maybe they fooled me. Maybe they, you know, put on and I didn't get to see the real side or whatever, but I can assure everybody that AJ, if you know me, if you spoke to me, if you listen to this, I've only tried to be me, you know, and be as genuine as possible. Whether y'all hear me talking clearly and articulately, or whether y'all hear me just talking like this, you know what I'm saying? That's me. Shout out to Autumn, the Aries, Autumn. Just released, not just released, but she did. Now I should have wrote this down, but anyway, shout out, man. I just enjoy listening to Autumn, y'all. I enjoy listening, and whenever her shit come up, hold on, let me go to it. Y'all know who she is, but let me go to the name of her. Where is Lit Life Podcast? Yeah, Lit Life Podcast. I should have knew that off the top of my head, but anyway. Y'all go check out Autumn, man. Keep supporting Autumn, man. I'd be so happy. It'd be so refreshing when I hear from her and for the people who still out there doing it and the people that came back. And I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm here. My plan is to keep these motherfucking things rolling. So, all right, y'all. Until next time, man. And hopefully y'all get the perspective of what a sucker is and what a sucker isn't. You know what I mean? Don't be no dummy. Don't let nobody put you on no dummy shit, especially when it goes against what you stand on. If you ain't got nothing to stand on, you better find something to stand on. Because if you don't, shit. Man, you just gonna get blown away. You ain't got nothing solid, man. You ain't got nothing you holding on to. All right, y'all. Let me go and let y'all go. This was another long one, but it needed to be said. All right. Peace.